You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. We have a mixed bag of updates on redistricting from Ohio, South Carolina, and New Hampshire today. We reported that in Ohio, the redistricting maps for Ohio House and Senate made by the state's Redistricting Commission were struck down in April by the Ohio Supreme Court. Then, a federal court gave the state a deadline of May 28 to redraw the maps, but despite an attempt to broker a deal by Governor Mike DeWine, the Redistricting Commission adjourned without a plan for redrawing the maps. The federal court's directive was to create new maps or default to another Republican plan already found unconstitutional by the Ohio Supreme Court. Next to South Carolina, where a settlement will allow the redrawing of state legislative maps for five counties to allow majority-minority communities to elect candidates more reflective of the population. The suit had argued that the gerrymandered maps diluted black voting power in violation of the 14th and 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Finally, in New Hampshire, where Governor Chris Sununu signed badly gerrymandered New Hampshire Senate and Executive Council maps, despite his claims he would veto unfair maps. The New Hampshire Senate map was engineered to create a veto-proof majority for Republicans in an almost equally divided state. New Hampshire has yet to settle its gerrymandered congressional districts. We have links to organizations working on redistricting issues in these states at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Randy D. said, "Democracy is not something we have, it's something we do." For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.